This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainians prayed for those fighting on the front lines as they marked Orthodox Easter Sunday in Kyiv and beyond the Ukrainian capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As choruses from the cathedral choir rang out, worshippers crowded inside St. Volodymyr's Cathedral in Kyiv, praying for peace and better days. Kyiv resident Valentina Atamanyuk had mixed feelings about what her country was going through. The feeling of pain and at the same time joy that we're managing, that the country and the people are united and we are defending and fighting. Alexandra Papravkina, who lives in Bakhmut in the eastern Donbas region, said this Easter is not like Easter's past in Ukraine. Yes, this Easter is unusual. We have a war right now, and it is extremely tragic. I'm looking forward to having peace. I'm waiting for people to reach an agreement. Serviceman Mikhailo is happy that the capital is now more peaceful. It's a great relief that now it's quiet and nothing is exploding in Kyiv, and we can come to church and not wear the helmet to protect my head. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was set to meet in Kyiv with two top American officials, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Zelensky announced the visit of Blinken and Austin to the Ukrainian capital, although Washington has declined to confirm the trip. It would be the two highest-ranking officials to go to Ukraine since Russia invaded its neighbor 2 months ago. In each of the past 2 weeks, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved $800 million in shipments of arms for Ukraine, along with $500 million in economic assistance. You can keep up on all the stories from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.